There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
No more tears.
We're recording.
Yeah, we'll start getting in there.
How you doing, big man?
I just feel like the people...
I'm sorry. Normal man.
I know I'm big. I'm big. Here, feel me. Would you not say I'm thicker than I was? No, what? Not my hand.
I want to.
No, not my. Not I'm the palms of my hand. Feel my shoulder. Feel this.
Okay.
Do you feel... Does it feel thicker than it was?
I don't guess it's been a while since I rubbed your shoulders.
No, feel the back of it.
I mean, it is... Actually, you know what? There's a bunch of muscle there.
I'm starting to get there.
As much as I want to just call you fat, there's muscle there.
I'm starting to fill out the sections of me that were once hollow.
I think as a Pollock, I'm a Pollock as well.
Yes.
The back grows.
Well,
the back gets big.
My problem is...
is that, you think?
I lift weights.
And I know that.
No.
I know that, but I'm saying Pollocks. Why do we all have big backs?
All I know I can't get cut. Right?
No,
like, when I start lifting weights...
You don't have a cut. You'll look weird.
I would look... Imagine if
you look like Alex Jones.
I would look like... what's his name? Al Roker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
like a bunch of plastic bags just strapped to a pole.
No, yeah, no. You don't look good cut.
No, what I'm trying to do is just get big, but the more I work out, the more I look like a giant Balkan man on a farm.
Yeah.
Right? The idea that Polish people have big backs is a horrible stereotype. For who?
I never heard that stereotype.
Yeah, exactly.
I just said it because I know it.
Yeah,
because
that's our lives. That's the back life that we live.
Yeah.
Is that way? Holden McNeely's British and Irish as all hell, and he couldn't fit in that fucking tube.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
What's the tube?
I just wanted to... came back from our... Surprise, we were on break.
Yeah, we were on break.
I didn't want to tell you.
Yeah, Henry said we're going to keep it a secret for them because they won't stop listening if they don't know. And then guess what? They stopped listening.
It's how it happens because you guys sensed it. But we're back from break. And so just quick, before we get into the side stories of it all, I was... at the Wisconsin Dells.
Mm.
And I don't know if anybody's been to the Wisconsin Dells, but it is...
It's as modern as the computer Dells.
Yes, it is. I want to say that the Dells are where, like, Tim Walz's son would go. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly where Tim Walz is. Well, he has a daughter, I think.
The moneyed working people of Wisconsin.
It's a burger culture.
They go... to the Dells to relax. It is considered the Shangri-La of central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Most, like the way I talked about it, when I told Gurney, who's from that part of the world, that's where we were going for our break.
She was like, don't worry about paying me this week. You're going to need it.
You're going to need that. Which is also hysterical because nothing made me feel more like the fucking sheik of Saudi Arabia than being in the Dells. It was so cheap. It was wonderful. So just say that. If you're from the coast and you want to feel like a millionaire, go to the Dells. It's fucking amazing. But... So there's a part of this whole ritual, which I didn't know. So the people of Wisconsin, they're big.
Yeah.
Thick. Women are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the men. Men get big. And when we were in the Dells.
It's sad big.
It's no. You know what? It's working big. These are men that work hard enough to be muscular, but drink enough and eat enough to still be fat.
Oh, yeah. No, these are definitely like people who can carry a refrigerator on their back.
Yes, they're strong.
Yeah.
Right. But so they had to monitor these slides. So just for those who don't know, we went to this place called, I believe it was the Wilderness Resort. It is they are the nation's largest interconnected water park systems. Right,
okay.
You go to these places. It's indoor water parks, outdoor water parks, like, and lots of slides, all this type of shit, right? The thing I don't like, I don't necessarily like any bit of this, but I went with a family.
Yeah.
I went with Holden's family. And it was really nice to see that joy inside of a child.
Yeah.
And watch the child have a good time. Winnie had a temper tantrum.
She's four.
And then I had a temper tantrum. And we went back and forth. And we catered to the family.
It's funny when Winnie does it, but when you do it, it ends the day.
Yeah, everybody gets upset. But no, I did very good. I had edibles, right? So I just ate a lot of edibles. And there was a point where when you do these slides.
Yeah, the joints don't go too well at the water park.
Everybody gets angry. Also.
It's wet.
I want to talk quickly. in Wisconsin. All right. I want to know this. Side stories, LPOTL@gmail.com. Settle a debate within my family before I continue the story. We went to a liquor store. Okay. Holden and I were in the liquor store. We start up a conversation with the man behind the counter. He was congenial to us. We were laughing quite a bit about, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then he said something along the lines of the man behind the counter, oh, well, I'm sober. I don't drink alcohol anymore. And I was like, huh, I bet you guys hate that Delta 9 out here. You know, you got that Delta 9 weed that's free, legal weed, right? Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I wish, you know, that Delta 9's fine, but, you know, whatever. And I was like, I bet you guys wish you had that free weed, the real weed. Yeah. And he said, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. That would be amazing. And I was like, you know what I've discovered with a lot of these Delta 9 places is that when you go in them and you go up to the counter and you ask the young person at the counter and say, this is all great. Do you have any real weed? A lot of times they'll just sell it to you.
Yeah. Oh, is right? that what happened?
Good. No.
Oh.
So I just said that to him. And I was like, is there any place that might be like that?
Hip.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, weed is criminalized in the state of Wisconsin, and it is completely illegal to sell. Like, he hit
you
me
have
like
a mustache. But, you look like a cop.
But look at me. Yeah. I have like a fucking tie-dye shirt
undercover.
On.
Cover. I've been arrested by a man with a beard and a tie-dye shirt.
I'm the coolest guy in the world. Is this really just what resting cop face is doing to me?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. You're like, hey, brother.
I was desperate for weed.
You so should have, bro.
Dude, that's just, no, I was being straight up. I was being matter of fact.
I told you to just bring it.
It's hard. I didn't want to bring it in between.
You're such a scaredy baby.
I am. Well, go back to, all right. So I am. I normally do it. I normally go, because like, normally I can like kind of find it.
Yeah.
Normally I go into places and I just say stuff like weed.
Yeah.
And like people like will put me towards
bartenders are where you go.
He was the bartender.
He's
there.
He's not a bartender, it's a liquor store. It's a much different situation. He can get a lot of trouble.
That's what Natalie
he can
said.
Lose his fucking license.
That's what Natalie was
a
saying.
A bartender, it doesn't matter.
I was like, I've never heard of like a liquor store clerk with any form of adherence to the rules.
There are certain rules in the Midwest that you can't fuck with.
I guess so.
That's like marrying another man.
Hey, it's getting gay.
Yeah.
I saw several big ugly gays at the Dells, and I was actually, you know, I was like, that's progress.
Oh, yeah. There are some really good gay bars in Wisconsin.
Oh, I bet. Have you been to the Big Suck?
I've been to Sheboygan. I went to a gay bar in Sheboygan by accident.
It puts the boy in Sheboygan.
Yeah. Shamanin. I went to Shamanin.
Shamanin. No, I was there with Amber Nelson. It was really funny because the one good patch of like fit men, uh-huh. like there was, and she was like, oh, it's a man. Maybe I could go talk to some man. And I was like, I went by and I overheard them. I was like, they're the only gay people here. Those fit men are all homosexual and together.
I remember the one time I went, I was at a wedding in Wisconsin. I was with, Adam Wirtz and Sam Wirtz's wedding.
Yes, I remember.
And then we broke off.
He was with you, Kissel, a couple other people went to the same place.
Yeah, we broke off because there was no booze at the wedding.
Yep.
And then we broke off and we went to this bar because they were playing football. And we're like there for like 20 minutes. We're like, this place is really nice.
Everybody loves us here.
A lot of good guys. The guys just hanging out. Super playing friendly. Dominoes.
Guy bought me two shots.
I was like, this is crazy. And then and like it was like, we were there for half an hour. It's like, this is a gay bar.
It's nice, though. In Wisconsin, it's you can be gay and straight.
Yeah, you know what the best part of gay bars is? There's not some chick telling you to leave.
And I will say also, we know what Wisconsin also taught me about my own body. I'm the truly androgynous one.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people say something like an Eddie Redmayne or David Bowie, you know, Youngblood are all of our favorites.
Yeah.
That they're more of like an androgynous style because they're a beautiful man. But I am both covered in hair and have huge tits.
Yeah.
So I got both.
You're there.
I am technically
more androgynous
than either of them.
Yeah.
Than any one of those guys.
If you pound for pound and tit meat.
If you wanted to fuck the shit out of my tits.
Yeah.
You could shave me up and get a hold of that.
Yeah, you really could.
Yes. And so, but to finish the story. So we're at the slides. So Winnie, I was there with Holden, his lovely wife and his lovely daughter, Natalie and Amber. So they were watching Winnie, filled with life, so excited for the slides, could only go on one. All of the other slides scared her. So she couldn't do it. But her father wanted to show her something. And I actually, it made me for the very first time look at Holden McNeely like he was a father.
Oh.
Because he...
I still haven't done that.
Exactly. It's hard to.
Yeah.
But the way he nutted up for his own daughter, because his daughter was like, I don't know if daddy wants to go on the big swide.
Technically, she's here because he nutted up.
Exactly. Nutted in. Nutted out. But it was like, she was like, daddy, you're going to go on the big swide. And he was like, I don't know. I don't know, honey, if I should. And we're all like, you know, sounds like Winnie wants to see you go on the super big crazy slide.
Yeah.
Because there was one big crazy slide that had a direct drop down from the top, right? And he was just like, oh, I guess. And I was like, and I'm filming it for content. So you got to go do it for your daughter. And so he was just like, all right. So
as the man who buys the Airbnb, you get to say that.
That's literally what I did. And I was just like, you're going to eat. So he then proceeded to eat a
Holy
gigantic
shit,
burger.
Is this the video?
Yes.
Oh,
he proceeded to
wow.
a gigantic burger and he was like, okay, Chris, where you go? And what they do on the slides in Wisconsin is because they have to be, legally culpable, there's a scale that you have to step on that just goes red light, green light okay. about whether or not you can go through the slide.
Because what is the weight?
So this slide.
Do they tell you the weight that the red light comes on at?
All of the rest of them didn't. But this one said 250.
Okay.
Right? Because the big boys were doing it, but I was seeing big boys not make it. It was a giant loop, uh-huh. right? And we were seeing boys get halfway through and then sliding back. Right?
Then what happens? Do they got to blow on it real hard or something?
They have to literally. There's a fatty. Like crevice,
stick.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a club. There's it's
trap door. It's like emergency release.
There is three release ports. One is if you don't make it through the tube, you slide into this other thing, and then they have to open it up, and then you can stand out of it.
Yeah.
There's also two in the loop itself in case you're so fat, you move so fast, but you then get stuck in the tube, which has happened according to the employees, and then they get something like a hook, like one of those animals that the thing they use to move dogs around,
yeah.
and they pull you out of a hatch.
Oh, yeah, there he is, leaving disgrace.
So
thumbs
he walks
down,
up.
Thumbs down.
He waits online for a half an hour. His daughter's just going like, daddy, daddy, daddy. And he gets to the top of this tower. And when he steps on the scale and it goes red, nothing has made me laugh harder.
Oh, you love it.
It added years of my life.
I tell you what, man, this is going to be good for him because this really turned my life around because they wouldn't let me on the Harry Potter ride at Universal because I was too fat.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going on this fucking ride. I lost 30 pounds. I rode that ride. It was great.
I mean, Holden, then the first thing he came up to me this morning because he knew we were going to be doing side stories and he came up to me and he's like, I was only 4 pounds too heavy.
Yeah.
And I was like, but
those are crucial.
Those are 4 crucial-ass pounds.
Yeah.
And I guess what? Guess what I also don't want you doing?
I guess you're 5 pounds too heavy because 250, 251, 252, 253, 254.
Exactly.
So you're 5 pounds too heavy.
But also,
not to be an asshole.
Why are we, if we're quibbling over pounds,
yeah.
like if we're quibbling over, like, maybe I could, like, take my shirt off, or, like if we're quibbling in that area, maybe don't do it.
Yeah.
I would say you need a 10 pound grace area.
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah. That's me. But that's just one story. Then Natalie got brutally.
That's a top story on Side Stories.
That's my top story.
Top story, Holden's too fat for a slide in Wisconsin.
One of my favorite things.
The fattest state in America told Holden he's too fat.
Slide Stories. Pretty fucking great. Slide Stories. He did a really good job. But I will say he did it for his daughter. And in the end.
I mean, he didn't do it for his daughter.
Well, now maybe he'll do what he does need to do for his daughter.
Stay alive.
Yep. And take a look at his health. But at the same time, nothing made smoking look prettier than Wisconsin.
Remember when Holden was the thinnest person we knew?
I always will want to hold that over him the rest of his life. All right. So we do got some stories. That's like, and then, so thank you to everybody. And Ian, who served us at the Dells, who's a listener, he did incredible work. And I will
What's
say.
What's he do?
He was a server.
Oh, he just gives you Spotted Cow?
He just brought me Spotted Cow, yeah.
Which is, he just brings you Holden.
Baby. Lumpy cow.
Yeah, Spotted Cow. New Glorious beer. Get some.
Mm. I had so much. I was so proud of me and Holden because we killed a case of 24, just me and him.
Oh, fuck
over
yeah.
2 days.
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
I'm proud of you guys too.
And then you know what's great? More Spotted Cow you drink, required the family gets.
They really do.
They just go away.
Yeah. Well, time, you know, they go to sleep.
Also in the Dells, what I think is really funny is that you could definitely see children having the best summer of their lives. Yeah. And you can also see the summer where the child can no longer be fun with the family anymore.
Oh, yeah. No. Where they need to go away.
Yeah, well, it's because the fathers become a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I watched many fathers become nightmares. But that's a father's job. Father's job is either be a nightmare in order to inspire a child to be better or be non-existent.
Yeah. I went to Cincinnati. Thank you. Shout out to everyone in Cincinnati. Great time at my show.
Yeah, you did a live show.
My show was great. Sold out. Reed Failer, Travis Irvine all did great. Shout out to Bombs Away Comedy. Go check out their shit. But I will say, shout out to everybody in Cincinnati for going and buying that goddamn ham salad. Sold out again.
You sold out the goddamn ham salad.
Sold out the ham salad again over at Bridgetown Meats.
And these poor guys are all like, what's the formula?
Yeah.
Like, they're just sitting here. Like, why does suddenly, you know, for months the ham salad just congeals and sits and gets solid? And then once every 6 months.
Shout out to all you people who listen to me and get that ham salad. Fuck chicken. Fuck eggs. Fuck turkey. Ham. Ham salad. I'm proud of everybody in Cincinnati. Well, Porkopolis, they call it.
I know. And it's not just because of the first lady. It is because they like their meat there.
Oh, and we are aware that the Cleveland show was canceled.
Yes, but it is because the venue shut down. And
it's got nothing to do with us.
No, but we are looking for, there is going to be a replacement show same weekend. And that is, we're being finalized as we record.
We're working on it. So hold on to your tickets unless they refunded them. But just keep an ear out. We got you guys.
Yeah, we are replacing the show, though. So you know.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some updates. The Burbank butt sniffer is back in the news. I mean it. We did that episode.
Yeah.
I want to say, I think it was the next day.
Yeah.
When the next day, you got arrested again.
Very soon.
Khalees Karen Crowder loves the smell of a butt so much that he cannot help himself, to the point where it brings him to the point of criminality. He has now been arrested at least twice for inappropriate behavior, allegedly sniffing women's behinds.
Yeah.
Different businesses in Burbank. I know the last time we saw it was at a bookstore, which we said that was specifically, technically savvy butt sniffing.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good place to do it.
That's a place if you were a butt sniffer and you were looking for the perfect place to do it. It's that. This one, though... He got arrested doing it at a Walgreens.
Oh, no.
Why does that gross me out and the bookstore doesn't gross me out as much?
Well, that's because everyone's sick at Walgreens. Do you think they had to change the name to Wal Browns? Come on.
That's only if he was smelling shit.
Yeah, was he in the stomach, flu section?
Oh, God. I don't know. He got arrested again. They don't know what to do. He's a registered sex offender. They now have taken his parole away, so he's no longer on parole, but I don't even know what that means.
What do you mean? They took his parole away?
Yes.
So he was rewarded?
I think he was out on parole.
No, he was out on parole.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think that now he's about to do some form of prison time.
Yeah. You
know, I mean, I don't know if it can be serious time.
Yeah.
Because it's still it's what we discussed, what we were talking about when this story originally came out.
Well, now it's officially assault.
Well, he still didn't touch anybody.
Yeah, but he is now it's sniff butts. We know you sniff butts. You can't sniff butts anymore. Remember, we had the lawyer write in.
Yes.
Say they could do specific things for specific people.
They're going to have to write that in for him because obviously he cannot quit. He is too legit. He loves to smell that fucking butt.
I think because he has done actual things besides just nipping butts.
Yeah.
That anything that he does that is any somewhat similar, he can now be charged for
even
similar
even
behavior.
Looking too long.
If there's even a strong breeze and there's a butt near you, you have to leave, sir. You can't collect the butt juices just like a Rottweiler driving down the street with his head out of the pickup.
It's like, man, just become a janitor. Become a plumber.
No.
Get in that. You like shit. You like Dookie. You get in there, man.
You know how many times they say do what you love and you never work a day in your life, but then it turns out it's all work?
Yeah, this is his free time. Right.
Don't let him monetize.
This is how he cuts loose.
Don't make him monetize another habit.
Yeah.
All right,
this
is his fun. Let him have this. But
we're taking it from him.
No, good. It's probably good.
What he should do is take out his sniff glands. Take away the whole sense.
He needs an iron mask.
on his nose.
Oh, yeah. Like a clothespin with a fucking, like, chastity belt clothespin.
Yeah, with a with combination. A lock on it.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
only
yeah.
the sheriff knows.
I was getting trouble. Hey, sorry. Can you just tell me? Can you tell me if this broccoli's bad? I can't tell. I can't tell anymore. I'm legally not allowed to sniff anymore.
There's that story, because then I got into this whole thing for some reason. Have you heard about virgin boy eggs?
Oh, is it in China where they cook them in piss?
What they do is they get the piss from virgin boys who go to elementary schools, and they collect the piss.
We talked about this on Roundtable back in the day.
Yeah, but it's still a thing, very much so, in 2025. I just watched the whole special on, like, a couple minutes long story about a guy who's still selling steaming virgin boy eggs, where they say that it, like, allows you to be, like, you get some kind of constitutional, like, thing from it. It's from Dongyang.
You know what's even more disgusting than this, Henry? Virgin man piss, because those guys are fucking gross. Those guys, virgin man.
Yeah, why is that worse?
Well, because they're gross people. But they can't get laid.
But virgin
they're just
boy,
sitting on their balls all day, cooking them. You like their eggs. Speaking of eggs, you know, that virgin man piss. They're all like 600 pounds. You know, they got a bad person. They drink.
Some of them are extremely skinny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some virgin men.
Some of them are very, very, very skinny.
Yeah.
But, it's the collecting of it. Yeah, you've never heard of this?
You never heard of this?
It's the guy, you know who I don't want to meet? It's the guy that has to go around collecting it.
Yeah. Let me ask your boy. Your boy there is attractive. Has he had sex yet?
Let me ask something about this. Has your boy had a quart of water this morning? Because I'm going to need that pee to be as clear as we can get it. Children who have been raised in the city or used in the practice and relieve themselves in basins at the vendor's place in the hallways. And then they cook it up. They just steam out the urine. And I guess what really made me, I was watching it, and I think that would really kind of made my stomach turn, was how brown the eggs are. And how
I
much
imagine
urine
when you cook
it
piss, it changes colors.
I also
like
weirdly,
crabs. Like crabs are usually blue and then they turn red.
Yeah, I actually kind of wondered in a way. Yeah, I don't like the color of them. And I just feel like, kids just need to be drinking more water in Dongyang.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it looks like Mickey Rourke's morning.
Yeah.
Is what that egg looks like.
It's great that the town's called Dong.
Yep. No, it is not lost on me, Eddie. It is not lost on me, that sweet, sweet cosmic joke. It is out there, and the smell of bubbling virgin boy piss is everywhere. That's how you know you've reached the city limits of Dongyang.
Oh, my God. What if a kid was just like, actually, I've had sex a lot?
Yeah, I was molested just so you couldn't take my piss. Wow. We're all trying to stop the piss eggs first, and then we're going to stop the molestations. First, the molestations stop the piss eggs, then the molestations can stop.
So these virgin boy piss eggs, now, these things, are they just saltier? Is that what it is?
I don't know, Eddie.
If the boy's diabetic, are they sweeter?
I don't know, I've never...
If they're taking a bunch of vitamin B, is that
no Chinese
it...
man will answer me.
No,
No Chinese man I can get a hold of will answer me.
This guy's liking it.
No, he's not. He's eating an egg and he looks confused and he looks sad. Yeah. You would have to literally put a gun in my mouth with the egg.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah, obviously he doesn't like it.
No, my thing is
egg cooked
like...
in piss. It's not good.
He got it to eat it for a YouTube video. Guess what, dude? You don't need to buy half a dozen.
Well, I feel
you
like
you can just get one.
Maybe the guy said,
that's
like,
how they sell it.
You buy one, you buy six.
Yeah, yeah.
Get these off of my bowl, I guess.
Live from your grave.
I also feel like now that we went into that disgusting territory for no reason, I don't know if I should go into all of the stories that we received.
Well,
when
I think
I
with
asked...
the butt sniffer, it really does relate. Like, why is this guy so active? We got 49 emails from women telling us how big their shits are.
Last week, before we did when we were doing the episode, I asked for more stories after we covered the very cute woman that absolutely made the plan.
Every time people are like, we hate it when you talk about shit. And then we get 49 emails.
I didn't know what to say about this.
That's like, these are my shit stories.
So many stories of what we said were traditionally skinny women talking about
their bowel movements.
Yeah.
And man, oh man, did Joel have to really deal with that.
I love it. Every chick's like 5'6", 120. Always giving their measurements.
I love it. They are. There's a lot of good ones here. This woman said she had dug a cat hole after hiking. She was several months hitting 20 miles a day. Mm-hmm. She ate a bunch of super, like, kind of processed food. And then one time, she had to go to the bathroom real bad.
Oh, when you're hiking, it's all nuts.
Oh, God.
That's all you're eating.
And
it's
leaves.
Like, yeah, there's all these bars and
drinking
stuff.
Stream
there's
water.
Something about the woods that makes me want to fucking dump.
Everybody says this. I'll never go. I dug a cat hole, which was probably 6 inches deep, 18 inches long. I squatted. I pooped. No joke, this shit made it from the back of the hole to the end of the hole, continuing on for other several inches, probably a 2-foot-long turd.
Whoa.
That was from one young lady.
That's cool. Good for her.
No, this woman talks about her own fart made her shit.
Well, you know, I mean, that's natural. That's everyone's farts make them shit.
Not all the time. Sometimes my fart...
Sometimes really, just a fart. But yeah, of course, not all the time. Sometimes
but you really got to be delicate with
Man,
it.
Man, I remember one time, it was all my friends were playing, what was the game that everyone, paintball. Everyone loved playing paintball in the woods.
I loved
it. And they finally talked me into playing paintball. And I'm not a paintball guy, you know? I'm like, I don't like running around. It's in the middle of college and stuff. So I'm like, all right, if I'm going to run around all day, I guess I should take some vitamins. So I ate a bunch of vitamins like an idiot. And then I went out and played paintball with my friends. And then all of a sudden, you know, the vitamins are like, oh, my body's like, what are vitamins? And so I just like had to take the biggest shit of my life in the middle of the woods. And I'm sitting there fucking shitting in the woods. And everyone's shooting me with paintballs because I got shitty friends at the time. Never went back. Bad time. Anyway, what were you saying?
I hate the woods. I'm with you. I hate the woods. There are no restaurants there. And so I'll never go. All right, let's get to some stories.
The skinny woman, fat shit?
Yeah, we did enough.
I weigh 120 pounds. Let's talk about my huge shit experience.
I feel like we didn't get to any stories today.
I was at an underground bar in Orlando.
We've been doing like 40 minutes,
drinking
right?
Long Island iced tea.
I think we should, let's do some stories, and then we'll get back to this, all right? So first of all, I want to talk about some doctors having fun.
Oh, doctors need to have a good time. It's got to be a depressing job.
The problem is that every single time doctors have, I feel like when doctors do have a good time, it's like at the expense of the rest of humanity.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Well, but Patch Adams, he was having a great time.
Healed no one. It saved not a single life.
Whatever happened to Robin Williams?
I don't know. That's where are they now?
Yeah,
will Robin Williams break his silence on his own suicide? That's my favorite. Everything's break silence these days. Everything's
break
silence.
It's just his birthday.
Yep, I saw.
It was just his birthday.
Suicide. Leo. Makes sense.
Wow, he's been dead for 11 years.
Yes.
That's
time
crazy.
Has flown.
That was almost his death day.
Almost.
Kind of both.
Yeah.
All of it together. Yeah, I think he was a Gemini or something.
He died in Paradise City, huh?
No.
Paradise K. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Now,
that's not as fun.
Doctors out there, you know, they say, I don't like a funny doctor. I don't like a doctor having fun. And this is kind of the reason why it's one of these guys. This guy that got hit, we've been hit up about the story quite a bit.
Okay.
We first covered this a long time ago.
This is the one story I didn't read, so
this
please.
Technically, this is an update, but it seems that he's fine now. I believe they got him now. I think the main issue was on insurance fraud that they were looking on. This is a guy by the name of Neil Hopper, which is hilarious. He's from Truro, Cornwall. This is in UK. He carried out hundreds of amputations as a doctor, literally the operations, until he wanted to get his own legs removed for sexual purposes in 2019. Now,
man,
this
talk
guy,
about loving what you do.
This guy said he had a sexual interest in amputations. He said that what he did to himself, so now what we found out is that he lied to insurance saying, you got to chop my legs off because I've got sepsis. Now
sepsis?
We know. Yes. He's saying that he had an injury to his legs and that he essentially thought he had sepsis and he had to get his legs taken off. And the way he did that was that he used dry ice to freeze his own legs so that they had to be removed.
Okay.
So this guy's fucked up in his own way. And now we know that he cut his own legs off for his own sexual purposes. He said that he felt that his feet were extra.
Yeah.
He said that his motivations were a combination of obsession.
I mean, he looks so happy.
Oh, yes. And he said that he had problems with his feet
That's what he said, that he was and he was caught with extreme pornography as well. That was a part of this when he got arrested for the insurance fraud. Because he said that he got it paid for. That was the whole thing, is he got the procedure paid for. And they found him with this extreme amputee pornography, which I still don't quite understand what it is. Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com. Yeah,
you just jerk off to nothing?
This is my question. Is it the act of just sawing legs off? Is that what this guy likes? Or is this guy,
I think he likes nubs.
The worst part about Hopper, first of all, because his name is hilarious. Yes. That's hilarious.
He's got no feet. Yeah.
His name should have been Bobber.
Yeah.
Whoa. For what he does when you throw him in the fucking water.
Crawler.
Mr. Crawlers, right? He said that his feet were an unwelcome extra, a persisting, never-ending discomfort to him. And I'm just going to go ahead and say there, I know that this is not about kink shaming. This is about life in general. Feet, super crucial.
Yeah, if you have 3 feet, we can call that extra.
Extra. And because what all the guys I know that either can't use their feet anymore or who had to lose their feet?
Yeah.
Super missed their feet.
My dad was so mad when he lost his feet.
You know, exactly, because there was no chip on that. You can't go to findmyfeet.com.
I don't think my dad looked at his nubs and jerked off once.
This guy, every day, Dr. Hopper gets up and looks at his nubs and goes,
I'm Hopper, get it?
And I feel like I might be jealous of this happiness.
Unbridled happiness, yeah.
But now he's getting sued across the board by every single one of his patients being like, was my amputation necessary? That's the main thing now, too, is that they are coming for the hospital.
Because he's horny for it.
Yeah. And he showed up to work at his job. Like, this is a good question. Think about this as a question for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie, I come to work.
Okay.
You happen to find pornography on my laptop playing of naked men doing podcasts.
Okay.
Right? And that's like...
That happens in the building.
Yes.
Okay.
You see this pornography. Now, is this a part of the...
Which room in the building is it?
And where we're working. Let's say it's where you and I are working. I've kept it away from the employees.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
We're in our writer's room.
Now, does it mean something that I'm here doing it? Now you know I'm horny at work.
Yeah.
Doing the job.
Yes.
Does it make it worse?
Yeah, it makes it a little worse, I guess.
Like if a surgeon, like I guess that's my, I guess obviously I'm not a, I'm a comedian, so it's different.
I want you to be happy. You know, there is that.
But if a guy that does amputation, a guy who does amputations as a surgeon, he's jerking off at amputation videos at work. Is that him getting revved up for work?
Seems like he might know more about it than other people.
Or is it, or this is my question. If you come, like, or is it like this?
Is it studying?
Or is this another world?
Can you jerk off to algebra?
I don't know. Is this another world where does he come and care less? Or does he come and care more? Like, this is my problem, too, is that if he hasn't come yet, is the act of the amputation so exciting that he's really dialed in? But if he's come already, is it like when you've masturbated and you haven't yet told your wife yet that you were not maybe have sex that evening because you've masturbated and then you're not as in maybe you're just hard, it's just like a harder process? You think he goes like, oh,
yeah.
I just came to all my, I love my knee suckers,
but
four and five.
Was he jerking off at work? If he wasn't jerking off at work, you know, it's like, does a porno...
It's a doctor, though.
It is a doctor.
I guess that's what's really holding me up here.
I think that...
Hello, look at me. Oh, look at me half-lights. Look at, aren't they absolutely sexiest knobs you've ever seen?
Yeah.
Are these the sexiest knobs you've ever seen, doctor?
I see, here's the thing. If he's horny for it, he's gonna do a better job.
I don't know. Or is he distracted?
If I show up for my amputation surgery and the doctor has 2 amputated legs, I'm probably like,
he knows what he's doing. I'm not only the president, I'm also a client.
Yeah, exactly.
But then he'd be super, but also it's weird to be super happy about it, though. It's the look on his face.
I mean, that's so much what people need.
No.
To see someone happy about not having legs. You're losing your legs. You're going to be very depressed. This guy's having a great time.
I want to see somebody happy.
We're going in the brighter side territory.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't want the brighter side to just be, I don't have legs anymore. Like, it should be
this is a person overcoming adversity, great attitude, despite, if you're objectively happy about losing your feet, that's a fucked up feat. Just like the bottom of all of us.
Yes.
Our interaction with the world begins with our feet.
Well, it's not everybody, but, you know, people who have feet.
I'm just saying. And everybody that's born without feet are super like, God damn, I wish I had feet.
Yeah.
And I know, I'm not saying.
The Little Mermaid, there's a whole movie about it.
It's a whole movie begging for feet.
Yeah.
You know, and so this idea that you would be, I don't think, I guess I get it. I guess it gets, it's fine if you're cool with it after, but this idea of you just being like, rock hard. Yes, now you see me. Oh, look at that. Right here, as you can see, I don't know which knob you're referring. My sexual knob. I just don't know. Just like the idea of making them, or the idea of if it's just stumps. You think stumps are sexy?
This overview on Wikipedia kind of explains it a little bit.
Acrotomophiles may be attracted to amputees because they like the way that they look, or they may view the amputee's stump as a phallic object which can be used for sexual pleasure. But anything can be. That's an elbow. That's a knee, a normal knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as hot.
You can't really stick a knee in someone's...
Yeah, you can!
I'm more turned on by a nub than a knee.
Look at this! Hey, Natalie, come here. Come here.
You could definitely jerk someone off with the back of your knee.
That's weird.
It certainly... I didn't say it wasn't weird. I just said it could happen.
I have no problems with any of this. I just think that the man is unreasonably happy. He is sad now that he did lie to insurance.
Yes. Is that what the story is? That he's like, he got in trouble for insurance fraud?
That's the thing, is that he faked it by torturing his own legs.
He should have just paid for it.
I think it's hard.
Yeah. Can you do that? Can you be like, hey, I want my arms gone?
I bet.
Can you just show up to the doctor and like, a little off the sides?
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I bet you could find a guy.
Of course you could find a guy. A guy for anything.
We go down to Mexico way.
Yeah.
And we go down there and we can find a guy. I bet you we can, as long as you
I'm sick of these feet. I want them gone.
They're extra.
I'm turned on by nubs.
I gotta
get
have
rid
nubs.
Of my feet.
Give me nubs. Put my feet on my hand.
It has to be legal.
I guess. But I do think, I guess if it's consensual, it's consenting.
You just have to foot the bill.
I just think that
no
also
pun intended.
Removing torso the bill. Thank you. You have to remove. I think it's very dangerous to remove.
I think you just can't find a doctor who will do it because they'll basically get, they won't be a doctor anymore if they just cut your foot off.
That's what they say. It's do no harm. But if the guy's like, but my feet. Feet or bullying me.
Why not? While not illegal for an individual to request, a surgeon will not perform the amputation of a healthy foot without a clear medical reason.
But you could find a guy that would do it. You could find a guy that used to be a surgeon that knew that was fired from being a surgeon.
Technically.
Very much so. And you can find somebody. And I bet
you know their first name.
If you know if you know Steven and he used to be a surgeon and then he got canceled on the internet and he can't be a surgeon anymore, he can do that, and he will do it for $20,000.
Yeah. I bet he'd do it for less. But you want to make sure you live.
That's the thing.
It's got to look good. If you're getting turned on by it, your nub's got to look sexy.
Fast, good, or cheap.
Yeah.
Choose two.
Yeah, that's the thing. Fast, good, or cheap.
Yep. So, I guess good for him.
He's a nub with himself.
He also apparently got some money from doing it. He apparently got a little bit of money.
What do you mean he got? Oh, he got money from
insurance.
Well, that's the thing. He's defrauding. You know.
Yeah. Obviously,
insurance is tough enough.
That's part of the plan. And the other one. This is another doctor story. Frederic Pechier.
Okay.
This is another one. It's like doctors are just like fucked up. But I do.
He's
we
like,
have
I hate
to
my
trust
fingers.
Them.
Get rid of my fingers.
I love. I know that on some level. We have to figure out, we have to trust doctors, but they're also insane, right? So just remember.
Well, they all got a God complex.
Well, it's like a therapist, just like your physical therapist. Anybody that's in that has to be, like, they're slightly insane, but you kind of hope that their insanity will still help you.
My brother-in-law is a heart surgeon. I asked him if he ever broke anyone's chest plate while he was giving them CPR. And he's like, only when I want them to live. It's just like,
you're insane.
Damn.
Yeah, well,
damn.
All right, well, you didn't have to put it that way. You're the one who made it heavy. So, but this guy, Frederic Pechier, this is like a... You ever see the movie Flatliners?
This guy looks like a doctor.
He does look like a doctor.
He's like, I don't feel like he could have any other job with a face and beard like that.
Well, he's about to be a prisoner.
Oh, no.
So that's the next job he gets. He's accused of poisoning 30 children and adult patients.
Really?
12 of whom died. He worked as an anesthetist.
This makes him a serial killer.
Basically, he worked as an anesthetician. Yeah. What we call, like, so his job was, I believe that's the term, right? The guy that it's all the anesthesia. Anesthesiologist.
Yes, anesthesiologist. Yeah.
And so what he was doing is that he was poisoning them because he was trying to convince and show other people he could save people no matter what. So he was poisoning them, killing them on the table, and then bringing them back to life.
Oh, with like an EpiPen like, or something?
Game.
Too?
No, like with the adrenaline shot? Something like that. Like with the Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, wow.
Where they just do and so he's of this, he's killed 12 people in the process of it. And he does it for the thrill of it.
Once you kill one, you got to be like, hey, bro, you're not good at this.
But he was doing it to show, but he's like, oh, but I saved 18 of them.
Yes.
That's literally what he's doing it for.
That's still failing, technically, if you want to go by school grades.
It's just interesting because it's kind of like a guy that like tests NASCAR. It's like a guy who tests NASCARs. But it's, what if you get to test a NASCAR and only the car dies?
I mean, that sounds like fun.
Exactly. That's what he was doing.
Yeah. It's in France as well, too.
Oh, it's France.
Oh, okay.
This is France. But France, they do have a socialist, I believe they have like a socialist healthcare style like thing, so I'm anybody sure can great. Get their help. So this guy was, he was playing French games. But, you know, again, I know it's like fucked up that he killed people, but at least he wasn't collecting basins of virgin boy urine in order to boil a bunch of eggs in a public square.
Well, that's all legal and people like it.
I don't know if they like it. I think they tolerate it.
It seems like no one's stopping it. If I've been talking about it for 10 years, it seems like everyone's fine with it.
It goes up and down. Those virgin boy eggs, that stock is going up and down. You wait, because it's going to be how we're going to be treating chicken pox in 2 years. Don't worry. But this guy, he looked like a very responsible doctor, but no, he's a full thrill seeker. He liked bringing people directly to the edge of death, and then kind of pushing them over to the side.
Oh, man. He's big, too. He looks like the star of Fatliners.
Wow.
Come on, people.
That's actually what actually happened to Holden. He was fatlined before going in down the slot. Got full 25 minutes making fun of my friend's weight. An entire hit show used to just attack one man that even their listeners even barely know.
Yeah.
Or like.
He does technically work for you. He could probably sue you if he wants to.
I could fire him.
Yeah, you could.
No,
because he's too fat to go on
slides. It's California.
Yeah, I could weigh him.
I could weigh him and then decide if he's too fat to work.
You're a showgirl. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a right to work state. Right? I'm proud of him.
I am proud of him. He's gonna lose weight. He's gonna look great.
Yes, but he didn't kill people for thrills like this guy did.
No, he certainly didn't.
But this guy, he just was a. These doctors they scare me, and European doctors scare me.
Yeah,
European doctors scare me more than any of the other doctors.
Why? Because they get paid less.
Yeah. You know what it is about European doctors? They're always working on assassins for free. Every single time I see a movie, it's always a European doctor. He's always working on some criminal for free.
Yeah. Well, it's because he comes here and he's like, oh, shit, I got to do medical school again?
He's always putting on the Joker's face. Yeah. He's always, like, reattaching somebody's hook hand.
Cutting off someone's foot.
It's always that shit, dude.
Mangala, European doctor.
European as all hell.
Yeah.
He was born in Lederhosen. You got some stories, Eddie?
I do. I got a couple of water-based crimes.
Good.
It's not interesting as much as I feel like they'd spark some debate, so I wanted to talk about them.
Good.
The first one, I'm glad the guy got in trouble. The second one, I don't agree with. And let's talk about it. So the first one's a Florida man was arrested after police say he intentionally set up sprinklers aimed at his disabled neighbors. He drenched them twice a day for a year.
Oh, that's a long time for it to go.
For a year.
Unreported for some reason.
It wasn't unreported. They've been, they filmed him. They had to like sting operation him to like make sure it happens. The dad... Basically, this guy lives in Ocala, Florida. Horrible place.
Ocala, Florida needs to fucking go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It tried to be nice, and everyone was like, no, we can't be nice.
It is just, if there's a place that makes Winter Park, Florida look nice,
or any
of the other sections between Tampa and Orlando look nice.
Ocala is better than Lake City.
Wow.
I will say that.
That's disgusting to even think that.
Yeah, yeah. Ocala's better than Lake City. So anyway, this guy lives in Ocala. His neighbors are disabled children and, you know, their parents. And the bus.
Oh, they just don't group them up alone there? They're not just in
honestly,
one.
Could happen.
It's Ocala. There could definitely be a hype house filled with kids with cancer making money for some energy drink company. I can absolutely see that. Being like, this gives me just enough zip to get back into chemo today. Thanks, Lightning Bolt Energy.
So basically, the bus would stop at the driveway in front of his house and not their house because there was just a better ramp for the kids to get on the bus.
Yeah, and it's super fucking annoying. And I get it. All the sounds of their wheels creaking in the afternoon is keeping me from watching my pornography.
So he hated the fact that they used his driveway.
I get it, man. They just, all they do is hang out, flipping their crutches everywhere, yelling at you, dropping their IV bags in your new car. I'm sick of having these disabled kids fucking gunk up my ramps.
Yes, so he timed his sprinklers and aimed his sprinklers to go off when the kids went on the bus and got off the bus. Both two times a day, it got so bad that the father would wait and go with the children in like a poncho and a bathing suit and walk them. This is in the middle of winter. You know, like they would do this shit. And he would walk them to the bus and get soaked and there was nothing they could do until they filmed it.
There's no father of one of these disabled people went up to this man, dragged him from his home and just started
beating. He was hiding in the house doing it through his cell phone.
Also, this guy looks shitty and he looks like a drunk and all this stuff, but he looks tough. He looks like he can throw down.
Hey, if he was tough, he'd be throwing water balloons at those kids in wheelchairs.
That's a good point. So, but anyway, this guy got caught, and it is assault. He got charged with two assaults. And
what am I getting arrested? What did I do? Wait, is this a problem for me? Huh? Yeah. I just irrigated the children.
Four counts of stalking.
I thought that they were called vegetables for a reason. Oh! Hey, everybody, why you mad at me?
So he was charged with four counts of stalking, two counts of battery on a disabled person, and two counts of battery. He's in a lot of trouble in Marion County, Florida. And you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm glad he's in trouble. Second story.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, this guy's a piece of shit. But I also just don't understand if there was a thing that called for village justice.
Yes.
This is where Florida especially.
The cops are useless.
Yeah, the cops are just as bad as criminals as anybody else.
This went on.
Yes, this is in Florida, and I'm sorry to say this.
They let disabled children get sprayed twice a day for a year.
You're
before
literally
anyone stepped in.
My father, before he died, was viciously attacked by a dog. Literally just north of Ocala, the cops could not give a fuck. What they taught me is that if you're in Florida, you got to handle some of these things on your own.
Yes. Yeah.
That guy needs to get group beat.
I mean, he will, I'm sure. In prison, he'll get group beat.
Live from your grave.
All right. Raymond Cruz. You know who this guy is? Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No.
Breaking Bad's great.
Made it through the first two seasons. It's good.
Tuco, the guy, he was like a crazy gangster.
Yeah,
he's in the first two seasons.
Yes.
All right, this guy, you recognize him. He's in a bunch of other movies. Training Day.
I feel like the cops only arrested him because he's played so many villains.
Yeah, so he's washing his car in his front yard in Silver Lake out here in L.A. And this chick is like bothering him. This girl, and he's just bothering him. He's like, get out of here.
Are we going to get in trouble for being on his side?
I don't care.
Oh, good.
I mean, he's in trouble.
Either way, he's in trouble. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I don't have an opinion, then why have a podcast?
Exactly.
So it's like, so this guy, Tuco, he's trying to wash his car in his front yard. She keeps bothering him. He's like, hey, get away from my car. I'm washing my car. She's like, no, I'm not going anywhere. And he's like, get away from my car. And then she's like, no, I'm not going anywhere. So he sprays her with the fucking hose. She tells the cops, they arrest his ass.
For hitting her with the hose.
Hitting her with the hose.
I do understand.
Also, it's the middle of summer.
I guess this is my question. Is that, obviously, I mean, in all technicality,
yeah,
that is assault.
Is right? it?
Yes. On the very, very base of assault, I believe.
If you like flip someone's hat off, I've heard that's assault.
If you throw a cup of water on them, it's assault. It is any unwanted physical interaction.
Yeah.
Any unwanted physical interaction, which is sort of like why the butt sniffer was kind of. They didn't.
But was she harassing him?
That's. Well, you can harass somebody as much as you want. Mm. You can yell at somebody as much as you want. You can threaten to kill them up to the point of purchasing a gun, showing them the gun that you're going to kill them, telling them the day and date you're going to kill them.
Yeah.
And if that day and date go by, you are innocent of anything.
Okay, I have a little bit of backstory. There was a woman, three women in a van, and they were parked close to his car.
Yeah.
He asked them to move. They didn't move. That's the story.
And then he sprayed him with a hose.
That's it.
Okay, so
how many times did he ask? That's the real question. You ask, I'd say if you ask three times, they don't move, and you're trying to wash your car, spray him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's one of those where you just see another role taken by Michael Pena. You freak out, right? You're just sitting there being like, well, you lost another big one.
He's a Scientologist.
Michael Pena?
Yeah. Yeah, you know that?
No.
Yeah, Michael Pena's a Scientologist. That's why he gets all the roles.
Whoa.
I know. It's very sad.
No way.
Yeah, he's not a Scientologist, man. It's Catholic as hell.
No, yeah, very much so. Lots of, that man has so many crucifixes, it looks like he is practicing to kill a Messiah. You know when you have a guy that has so many crucifixes? I mean, like, I think this guy just wants to crucify someone.
Yeah. He was trying to wash his car.
Yeah.
And they were in the way.
Yeah.
This is, I could see, if you got to the
How
point.
How much time do you got?
I mean, it depends on, obviously, was it just a sprit or was it a, fuck you bitches.
I'm sure, I imagine he was just spraying it on them as they got soaked and laughing. That's how I hope it went
well,
down.
Well, that's what I love. That's what I wish to do.
Yeah, but that's
the difference between, but I guess that's what it is. Is it that or is it like, I'm a soaking wet, you make you soaking wet, you fucking driving parking ass bitches?
Yeah.
Is it that or is it them going like, fuck you, Michael Pena's 10 times the action you are. And they're like, if they're doing that at him,
they could.
And then he stands there with the hose, that could be that. Or is it a single spray? Did he spray her once and they flipped out and said, oh, brown man, put what on me? Did they do that? Or did they do the thing? Or, it, you know, this is the problem, Eddie, is that there's a lot of details here that we need before we decide who's the good and the bad guy here. But
looking at the comments on TMZ, everyone's on this guy's side.
Of course, because it's a frivolous thing to do. Cops obviously were trying to. I'm going to say this as nice as possible. I can see a world where the cop was trying to maybe make the lady stop
yelling.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then arrested him, saying she wants to press charges. She's decided
to
press charges.
Well, the cop has to do what, I mean, according to the law.
If he touches you.
Yeah, if he
touches you, but she can not press charges.
Of course. She could just be a normal person and be wet.
No, because
in the middle of August.
She is a Michael Pena head. She's a Pena head. She's a Pena stan, and she doesn't like the fact that he's there. And she's racist for that.
When he turned around to tell them to stop filming him, he was still hosing his car, and some of the water from his hose hit the front of his car and spilled on their car. That's it? It got on their car?
Well, that was the thing, is that they were saying...
If it didn't even hit them, then what's the charge?
That's
sounds
what
like,
agent's saying.
This
that's
is
what his agent's saying.
Oh, this is a
agent.
Fuck it.
That's a good agent.
Yeah, that's a good agent. He's coming right there. And I'll tell you what's got another thing.
Hey, just touch the car.
I'll tell you another thing.
Yeah.
Michael Pena is a connected in Titan. And he is one of the, he's got slaves in his house, and we need to start thinking about how many more Marvel roles does one man need? No, I think that I could see this is a suburban war. This is a suburban war here happening that normally is handled amongst the citizens of the street. And normally the way it's handled is like, hey, fuck you, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Michael Pena joined Scientology to stop drinking.
Yeah, well, fucking good. No, people, you get there. Well, that's how they get a lot of people, because their rehab programs are stellar.
And also, I got to say, if he joined all the way back in 2000, it really did a lot for him.
They did Narcanon and Al-Anon.
I mean, he's got a great career.
Narcanon does extremely good work.
That cop movie is great.
Ethan Suplee.
When's the last time you saw that movie?
That was a great movie.
End of Watch.
Oh, great.
God, I love that movie.
Michael Pena's a great actor.
Yeah.
But he is.
He really is. Ethan Suplee was the same.
Yeah.
Ethan Suplee, they got it because they helped him kick heroin.
Yeah. Well, and he's so big now. Well, different big.
But he, jacked. They helped him. He basically then felt he never said these words, but he definitely said that he definitely, you could feel that he feels that he owes his life.
Well, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Well, so Scientology is not bad.
Isolate it.
They'll love that, actually.
They will. They will. They will. We were going to talk about that. I feel like we've done enough here. The Korn concert guy. Everybody covered it. We know. Everybody covered it before we got to
it.
We were off.
Now, I got to say, the Korn thing. Wasn't System of a Down also playing?
Yeah, he didn't like them as much.
Or if they went first, he got so jazzed that he had to do it.
Fucking come.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta come. And he had to cut, and he came for Korn because he was so hard from System of a Down.
I just think that guy was, I guess, feeling it.
Yeah.
We couldn't be. It was like early in the set, too.
Yeah. Twist? Must have been listening to Twist.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
Oh, I hope he wasn't listening to Daddy.
Ding dong.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of the sad ones.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. My dad killed himself to the song. I gotta jerk off. And then also watch out for the Papa John's Dustinator. Some of the dust is currently causing unfixable rashes. We're gonna look at that. So then we're gonna get to some listener letters.
Did we talk about the Lady Family Annihilator?
No, I'll save it for next week because more is going to come out. We did have, it is kind of funny, a doctor by the name of Emily Long did kill her husband, two of three children, and then killed herself. It is funny. I'm going to cover this next week more so.
Why is it funny?
It's funny because of the other doctor girls on Instagram and TikTok that do doctor social media like content. There's like three Emily Longs, and you've had several.
Oh, God.
When I was looking
that
up,
is funny.
Because Emily Long, the woman that killed her family and killed herself, posted all of these TikToks basically talking about how brave she is as a mother, help being a business owner, working for a business and helping her husband who had brain cancer. Turns out she embezzled $660,000 from a chicken wing company, restaurant. Dude, that's not a lot of fucking. She embezzled.
That's over a period of 2 years.
Yes.
But that's still like, that's a lot.
That's a lot. She embezzled $660,000.
Also, whoever's doing those books should be fired. How do you not notice at a chicken wing store that $660,000 went missing?
You hired me to make it wings. Now I'm here doing the books. I gotta stop. I need to be making the wings. But she basically made all this TikTok content right before she killed her family about, again, bragging about how what a great mom she was.
Yeah.
And then but the problem is that all these other TikTok doctor moms that were also named Emily Long had to come out and say, tough day to be named Emily Long.
Yes.
And so, because everyone was looking for the videos where she very casually talks about how she's turning a new leaf, and then she killed the whole family. Mm. But again, the reason why we even cover those stories is that it's just nice to see a woman do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You never get that. Yeah. You know, woman embezzling money, woman in charge, breadwinner.
Yeah.
Deciding that the family couldn't handle the embarrassment of her shame. That's huge. That means women are finally starting to
show
feel
up.
Themselves. Yeah, they're starting to feel themselves.
Yeah, starting to be killers. And if you're one of those Emily Long influencers, just change your name to Emily Wrong. Oh, everyone will know who you are.
Emily Schlong.
There we go. Well, if there's really two of them, right? So we need two names.
Emily Schlong, what's nice about that, people show up thinking it's like sexual content. Maybe you wear a low-cut shirt.
Yeah.
Hook them. Start talking about getting your balls checked for cancer. Start talking about all that kind of stuff.
You're become a sexy doctor.
Boop, done. Dick Doctor.
Yeah.
It's writing itself.
Mm-hmm.
You're the new Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth died of a fucking, her pussy ate her head.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Dr. Ruth's own pussy jumped off and ate her head.
I mean, that was a fucking, we all know that was a snapping.
The pussy's actually, it's right now on its way to Mexico.
Tentata.
The cause of her Dr. Ruth Westheimer died in July 12th, 2024 at the age of 96. The cause of her death was not publicly disclosed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's because it was that intense.
She took on a biker bar.
Yep. She actually got her lip stuck in a glory hole and she died of she died of asphyxiation.
She was fucked to death in a Bucky's bathroom. Yeah.
She was at an all-you-can-eat oysters restaurant, and she died from eating a bunch of shells. Didn't understand what the shuck was going on. All right, let's just...
Do you want to do more lady poop stories?
No.
Listener emails. Who eat dogs?
I have worse. These are bad.
These are our listener emails this week. People who have eaten dogs and guinea pigs.
Oh, yeah, this is a new one. New song.
Whoa. It's very young blood.
Don't do this.
Well, let me get a different one. Let me get a different one.
No, you know what that one was? It's like, it felt very like 1970s. I've been watching a lot of Criterion movies.
I didn't dislike it, but yeah.
Okay.
I did like that. Good. He used the triangle.
Here we go.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gonna sit yourself down and enjoy some. Listener email.
That makes me want to jerk off to some nubs.
Yeah, dude. Nub it out, dude. Some of my favorite shit, dude. I love a guy. Love your nubs, dude. I'm going to start saying more than that.
Hey, actually, where'd you get that done?
Hey,
where'd you get your work done?
Where'd you get your nubs done? Wouldn't it be amazing if instead of him just taking off
Honda Civic.
Lucky, huh? Got it covered. I also love the idea. In my head, I was like, just take out the shins, put feet on the nubs. Now, you're Dorf.
Oh, that's not bad.
How fucking cool is that? Be Dorf. Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, here we go.
Dorf on amputees.
I'm telling you this story right now, this listener email story, just because I think it's really funny.
Okay.
So you see, that people were talking about this. So breeding dogs for meat in Korea was a common practice for a long time. It's now considered, it was considered quite controversial for a long time. Now it has just been made illegal.
Yes, I do know that.
Yes. Yeah, so
I discussed that story on Brighter Side.
This comes from back in the day. Breeding dogs for meat. All right, so I was in a Korean Christian show choir when I was a kid. Okay. We were based in L.A. The group was very popular in Korea and the gospel world. We would go on to a Korean tour every summer. We would travel all around the country, performing at churches and schools. We would eat as a large group in traditional restaurants that the adults would order for all of us kids.
Okay.
While on tour, we stopped to eat in a more remote part of the country, in the mountains. And we were told we were going to eat ox bone soup, a very common Korean dish.
Mm-hmm.
We all sat on the ground, low tables, and ate happily. I honestly didn't notice anything about the meat at all. For 12-year-old me, it seemed exactly like stewed beef.
Okay.
Once we were all finished, the director of the group had our attention. She asked, "Did you all like the food?" And we all happily replied, "Yeah!" And then with the biggest shit-eating grin on her face, she goes, "Well, surprise. You all just ate dog."
Oh, my God.
Cue a room of 60 kids.
Fighter.
Oh, my God. They said the kids between 8 and 16 started screaming. The mental breakdown.
They're Americans.
Wailing, gagging, making themselves throw up. I just sat there with my two sisters shocked and pissed. But we already hated the director. So we just looked at each other with a shared look of understanding. The director truly was a terrible person.
Yeah.
She had to apologize to all of us. But ultimately, we just moved on and kept performing child labor as musicianaries for Jesus.
Yeah, man. That shit is fucking real.
Wow.
That Jesus choir shit, that they really do make a lot of money off those kids. Maybe maybe the dog's name was Ox. You ever think about that?
That's really fucking sad. This next one is actually kind of vile, so I'm just going to do, but I do think it's interesting. I lived in the South Korea teaching English to kids from 2011 to 2013.
Okay.
I love to experience culture through food and thought it would be interesting to try dog soup.
All right.
Bolsintang. The main way the meat is prepared. Even at the time, it was really kind of fallen out of favor, and all of my students were horrified when I told them I wanted to try it. A friend and I found a place that sold it. It was hard to do. The soup was nice. Lots of boiled vegetables and a good broth. The dog meat itself tasted a little bit like lamb.
Seal food.
Sure. Cute.
Thank you.
That was actually the very first restaurant that Natalie and I went on a date to in Toronto. It was
Korean?
Called Soul Food.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
cooked by an American.
Of course.
Afterwards, there came the bad part, right? So they said they tasted like lamb, which kind of disgusts me. Yeah. But, sure.
Korean barbecue?
It's cute. Then came the bad part, is that they left all the fat on the meat. And the fat tasted exactly like a wet dog smells.
Ah.
It completely overpowered my senses and left absolutely no mental remove from the bowl in front of me and beloved memories with my childhood dog.
God, I want to puke.
I didn't finish. Yeah, he made her real sick. Yeah, she was pretty upset. Yeah, North Korea, apparently, though, they just opened a brand new nationally recognized dog meat restaurant in Pyongyang.
Well, I mean, North Korea, they don't have any food. They might as well.
And in North Korea, they dog meat is, like, they have their version of Top Chef, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because everybody starved there. And one of the main ingredients they often use is dog meat.
Dog Chef.
Hmm. Yeah. Cute. It is cute if you could. Oh, the dog meat looks,
that looks disgusting.
No, I can't look at that anymore.
That's disgusting.
Well, I didn't know it looked like that.
What part of the dog is that?
I think that is the snoot.
Why is there veins?
I think that's the boop.
Oh,
right there.
God.
I think you're right there. That's the snoot and boop.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, be careful with that. Some good old fashioned. I love seeing the little tits on it.
Yeah.
Nothing better than like seeing little nipples on my meat.
Man.
Well, what a great story.
Thanks.
I'm glad I did this.
Thank you. Oh.
Next week, we'll have better ones, Eddie. You know why? Because we're back. I don't like the color of those ribs either.
Yeah, this is bad.
It's the color of the meat that I don't really enjoy.
You know what? If it was good, I'd argue for it.
Of course.
You know, but it's just clearly bad.
Well, it's just not to our tastes. That is for certain.
Nah, man. That looks gross. It's gray and beige. Those are not colors meat should be.
I like eating egg salad with noodles.
Egg salad with noodles?
Well, like, I like to make, like, what we used to know, and during Lent. We used to make tuna and egg.
Don't complain to me. I don't know how I can't lose weight.
Don't do it as much. But no, you eat a can of tuna. No.
Let me add a bunch of carbs.
I don't do this anymore. It's as much. This is what my parents used to do. We used to do
macaroni.
It was called tuna and egg.
Okay,
but
macaroni.
We used to make tuna and egg, which my mom used to make tuna and egg. It was for Lent. And then we eat pasta with it.
Okay.
We eat buttered noodles with it.
Man, actually, Jackie's like tuna macaroni salad is
that's what my mom makes.
It's kind
that's what we make, yeah.
Is there eggs in that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
I like eggs.
I take everything back. I'm sorry.
Well, Jackie doesn't like eggs. I like eggs.
Mm.
I'll eat eggs. Fucking, I'll eat the eggs right out of a chicken's asshole.
You make it with virgin boy eggs.
Oh,
good.
Mm.
And there's nothing virgin about an egg covered in mayonnaise. I'll tell you what, because an egg covered in mayonnaise, that egg fucks.
That's right.
Because, you know, I live every day wondering when I'm going to eat egg salad next. And guess what? I love the fact that it's going to be tomorrow.
A non-virgin egg. Is a chicken.
That is, yes, it is an adult. And that's why I laugh my way to the store when they say, you sure you want that much mayonnaise? And I say, absolutely, because I've had egg salad almost every day this week. But I just have a little bit at a time. That's what keeps me healthy, youthful, and glowing.
Is it because you look like egg salad a little bit?
Slowly but surely, the oils are making my hair wet. At all times.
Oh, man. Well, check us out on the road. Henry and I and Marcus will be in St. Paul next weekend. We got 100 tickets left.
Yeah, come see
this. Sounds like a lot, but it's really not. So come see the show.
It's going to go fast.
It's going to be amazing. Kansas City, the next night, side story sold out.
There you, baby.
And then October 24th, come see us in Redway, California, Side Stories. This is our favorite show of the year.
Come out, man. We have so much fun. If you're anywhere in the California area, in like the Northern California area, come to the show. We have so much fun the last time.
People came from Tahoe and Reno last time.
And this time we're going to plan more. We got a bunch of stuff to do. I'm really excited.
It's going to be a blast. I can't wait to do it. Make sure you come out to the show. We're doing it with Billy Wayne Davis. It's over at the Mateel Community Center on October 24th. Also, Henry and I, we just looks like we got a couple more shows we're going to add before the end of 2025, and we're going to announce it in a week or so.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We have a lot of fun shows hanging out. I'm very, very excited. And yes, we will let's give a shout out to the Bleach Cafe.
Oh, okay. Who are they?
They gave Rob a shirt.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Then I like that.
And they're good. Cool shirt. The shirt that he's wearing is actually really good.
That's a really cool shirt.
That's a really good shirt.
Oh,
also,
nice.
Check out this new Slash video is back.
Oh,
Slash
yeah.
Slashback video is back.
It's on Melrose now.
Yes. Go check it out.
It's very cool. Go check it out. I love that place. It's so much fun. Cool. Good people over there, too.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Kiko's wonderful.
All right, guys. Well, we will talk to you next week. And I hope you enjoy Aaron Hernandez. It's football season.
Oh, you're going to like it.
Yep.
Yep, because he's going to get you out there. Hail, sweet Satan, everyone.
And hail, virgin boy piss.
Please.
Someone's got to.